Good morning. 7:16 a.m. Let me do airplane mode. There we go. Okay. Yeah, 7:17 a.m. on September the 27th, 2021. 52 degrees again. Scattered clouds. There's a lot of high cirrus clouds this morning. There's a lot of mare's tails up there. Beautiful morning. And I am using the external microphone. I knew I had a problem yesterday when I got home and I reached to unplug the cable and it fell off in my hand. So I apologize for that. I should be able to tell just by looking at it. Golly. The thing is, if I point the front of the phone to my face, it picks up voice. It picks up voice really well. So it's kind of hard to tell if it's, unless I get the little external microphone prompt. And it's kind of hard to tell if I'm, you know, if I look at it, I see a nice waveform. I talk, a little waveform shows. Actually, it shows a lot better when I have the microphone on. Anyway, I'm a little dizzy this morning. I'm not quite sure what the story is. Cats woke me up at 4 o'clock. I slept, went back out under the couch and slept for another hour and a half. I've had one cup of coffee. I've had my bagel and salmon. The new kitten seems to be, the new cat seems to be feeling a lot better. He's looking around, he's playing, he's sure there's more than that one little room and he wants to see it. Which is good. And the local med tech says, yeah, if he wants to go explore, let him go. We're not sure exactly how the other cats, the resident felines, will take it. Today. What am I going to do today? Monday. I did take the weekend off. I did. I closed up writing community, the hashtag that I was following. I closed off a couple. I don't remember what the other one was. I closed a couple because it was just, it was too much. Just couldn't. And they're all the same questions all the time, and they're all, they're all questions that are kind of I'm trying not to say kind of dumb. I had a conversation yesterday with somebody who was whining about social media is a terrible place to sell books, specifically Twitter. And it's like, yeah, yeah, where you been? It's a terrible place to sell books. It's a good place to make friends, and friends buy books. But it's like chasing reviews, sending out ARCs so that they could get reviews, early reviews, and then having Amazon refuse to accept them. It's like, well, yeah. Yeah. Where have you been? They really don't like that kind of crap. And the answer is, they haven't been. That's the problem. They don't understand how things work. They don't understand the dynamic of how everything operates. Good morning. So this one woman I was talking to was like, well, I need reviews so I can get higher in my sales ranking. It's like, no, that's not how sales rank works. Sales rank is sales. And popularity is sales and price. Roughly. Probably doesn't even understand there's a difference between popularity and sales. Sales rank. Morning. Nothing reviews really count for us. If you're trying to buy an ad, then you need to have so many reviews with an average of so much. So many stars. It's really the only thing reviews help. Well, yes, but I look at reviews. No, you don't look at reviews to make up your mind. You look at reviews because you've already made up your mind. And you look at reviews only on edge cases. If you'd already made up your mind, you would have bought the book without looking at the reviews. The cover, the blurb, oh, that sounds interesting. I'm going to pick that book up. And I know everybody says, oh yeah, I have to read the review. And the thing that just bugs the hell out of me is that they don't realize how easily reviews are gamed. How often reviews are gamed. How ridiculously easy it is for, particularly on Amazon, for the reviews to be gamed. The idea is, well, why would anyone do that? It's like, oh, geez, I don't know. Why do people hate Raid on Twitch? Why are there griefers in video games? Morning. Morning. Poodle man. And it's like, it would be really easy for me to review a book. Log in, buy the book, review the book, so it gets a little verified purchase, and then return the book. I don't have to read the book. And so she was like, well, if it's got, if it says it's, they need an editor and it needs, has typos, and I'm not going to pick, I'm not going to bother with that book, because those are things that are easily fixed. Oh, dear. Sweet, innocent child. They're not things that are easily fixed. Start there. And unless you read the book, you don't know if the review is valid. And you know, typos. How many typos? One every paragraph? Or four in a book? I can try to beat these people to the muck post. And so they're just filled with all of this misinformation, this bogus crap. Come on up on it, get ready, say it with me. One post. Morning. Morning.
See the what?
And the writer's lift. They have this thing. It happens. Oh, it probably happens 10 times a day. Writer's lift. Where in the writing community, they have all the writers follow each other. What good does that do? What good does that do? They're not following because they're interested in what you're writing. They're not your readers. They're following to boost their follower count. Why? The follower count is meaningless if they don't actually read your book, if they don't actually follow you for your content, if they don't actually follow you to find out about you so they can determine whether or not they want to read your stuff. It's dumb. It's just... I realized how much time I was spending on dumb, on just on common sense, trying to explain to people, look, I know you, how things really work as opposed to how they think they work. It's like they're really not open to the idea that perhaps their view of the world is somewhat skewed. So I just dropped it. It's like, this isn't. This isn't where I want to spend my time. So, Saturday, Sunday, I played Mass Effect 2. I didn't go back into Civ. I'm gonna forget how to play. Forget how to play. I go back to it. Playing an engineer. Engineers are really interesting to play. I felt a little bit ripped off by the collectorship, because there's nothing in the collectorship that really benefits me that much. In terms of, there's a particular place in the collectorship where you can pick up an extra skill. And the skill and the equipment that goes with it aren't really available to engineers. In Mass Effect 2, they don't really have weapon skills, you have power skills. So what am I reading? I went through. Oh, what am I starting? I finished M.C. Burnell's Three Faces of Dissatisfaction. It's a beautiful book. It is a beautiful book. I'm probably going to start the next. When I get done with my current TBR list, I will be probably going to the book 2. I got her to fix the series page. So when you go to book 1, you can see that there are 4 books. I thought there were only 3. There are 4. It's beautiful world building. It's wonderful story. Got a huge cast of characters. It's absolutely clear who's doing what when. It's brilliantly done. Really brilliantly done. And when I finished it, I went into my TBR pile, so I pulled up samples. I said the other day that the Kindle had taken the read tags off the books that I'd read. It's back. I don't know what exactly the story is, but maybe it pushed through an update, and maybe it was a question of timing or whatever. Anyway, I went through my TBR list and picked up off, looked at the samples, and realized that I had been fooled a couple of times by small presses. Good morning. She's not running today. So I tossed those. And I had Glenn Stewart in the queue, so I opened up the Glenn Stewart book and started reading. I think my TBR list is now empty. So I have to go look for some more self-pub books. Find something to read. Guys, I'll be through this Glenn Stewart book. walking past the park here. Seems to be still plugged in. Okay, who is this coming up behind me? Nosy motorcycle. Oh. Well, just in time for the kid to leave. Off to work. Hi ho, hi ho. It's off to work he goes. But I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.